This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We go out back to the hotline, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Howard Beck, who it's great to talk to, real news reporters, real news breakers, because we know what happened yesterday at the Combine in Indy. Howard, you seem too even keel to get into any kind of fights with other reporters. Although, if you want to, we have Tom Withers in here now.
Tom is maybe in the bottom 1% of people in the business who I would want to fight. Not because I fear him, but because he's just such a great dude. Why would I ever want to be in a fight with Tom Withers?
Hey, thanks, Tom. H. I love you, man.
You too, man.
Yeah, Howard, great to catch up with you again. We've had a whole season elapse and an unbelievably remarkable regular season for the Cavs, and we're getting ready for tonight's Celtics-Cavs showdown. Not sure what kind of a showdown it'll be, depending on who's going to be available for the Celtics tonight, but just as a litmus test type thing, you cover a lot of regular season games where players go through the motions, load management. How big is tonight for Kenny Atkinson and Joe Mazzulla?
There's two answers on this one because of, well, a couple different factors. So the first answer is when teams downplay this, they're always lying, every single one of them. Every player, every coach, whoever says, it's just another game, it's never just another game. They know it. And then it'll be like the next day or 2 weeks later or months later or years later in a documentary or something, it'll be like, oh, yeah, it was a really big game. We got up. Anyway, if they say it's not a big deal, they're lying. The thing is, like, at this stage of the season, both these teams are very well established. And look, the Celtics are defending champs, as we know. The Cavaliers are, you know, by far the biggest threat to them in the East now, maybe, period. And so, to an extent, it's still a measuring stick, but the Cavaliers have been so dominant and are on, you know, such a killer pace this season. There's a part of me that thinks that, do they really need this as a gauge? Do they really need to send a message in late February? I'm not sure if they do. Like, it still matters, but I also feel like, you know, whatever happens tonight, we're still going to be going, okay, well, let's see what happens in whenever they're going to meet, probably May, right? Like, we're expecting this is the conference finals matchup. Can the Cavs beat them 4 out of 7? Will tonight give us the answer to that? No. Maybe it gives us some clues. And again, as you say, it depends on who's playing. But it's exciting nonetheless. It's exciting nonetheless when you have a team emerge the way the Cavaliers have as an absolute power in the East, as a true contender, as a team that on the face of it you look at and you could make the case for why they could knock out the Celtics. Like, that's exciting because once the Celtics won last year, I think we looked around and said, I'm not sure if anybody's up to the task, and now we know.
Howard, the last couple of years we've talked in Cleveland about the need for that big wing defender, somebody that's going to take on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and the Cavs did that with the move for DeAndre Hunter. What are your thoughts on his acquisition and the way he's kind of somewhat seamlessly blended in here so far?
I mean, I think I had some doubts. I mean, I loved the pickup, and when I talked to people around the league at the time of the trade, I got a little bit more of a mixed result than I thought I would. I mean, I think people like DeAndre Hunter, and I think they like the fit in concept, in the abstract. But there's always a little bit of a risk. You know, the Cavaliers, it's not just that they've been dominant offensively, dominant defensively, having a great season, all this stuff. Kenny Atkinson comes in and unlocks some things. Like, at some point, it's like you're also kind of cruising on good vibes, you know, in addition to talent and all this. And it's risky pulling two rotation players out of that and adding in somebody from the outside, especially when one of those guys was somebody who'd been playing for Kenny, you know, for years going back to Brooklyn. So that the familiarity, I think, mattered some. So plugging in Hunter, you just don't know how it's going to go. I thought skill set wise, and you know, he's a role player. It's not like you're having to try to accommodate a star who needs, you know, 18, 20 shots a game. I thought it should be seamless. I think it's been even more so than could have anticipated. I think there were also some people around the league who felt like the idea of DeAndre Hunter had been passed by the actual performance of DeAndre Hunter during his years in Atlanta, where it was like, yeah, big 3-and-D wing. And I think people were off of him a little bit, like, maybe he's not quite, especially on the defensive side of it. They weren't convinced that he was ever going to reach the heights that they had hoped. But on the Cavs, you can be the best version of yourself because you've got such great defense around you and behind you in particular. I think it allows anybody plugged into that position to be the absolute best version of themselves.
Howard Beck from The Ringer, and I was excited to pull up The Ringer's most recent top 100, and we've been talking about it all morning, that this is really as high, I think, as Donovan Mitchell has been maybe in his entire career, all the way up to number 8, Howard. Is that the case that he now is looking like, it's probably where Tatum was at this time last year, that if he's the best player in the Cavs this year, we were worried about that, now not worried at all, like that's a good spot to be in?
I'll just put out as a disclaimer, I can take neither credit nor blame for the rankings because I'm not a participant in those rankings.
Wait, Howard, hold on. We need to stop you right there. Yep. You are one of the, can I say senior writer
foremost,
without not being disparaging about age or anything like that? Who has seen more than you, and yet they're not going to let you in on the top 100? Shameful.
I don't have any desire to be part of it. I have no desire to be ranking players.
Right, but Donovan at 8, Howard, I mean,
they haven't asked, but I wouldn't. But I would also like not want it. No, Donovan 8 is remarkable. And I noticed, by the way, as soon as they published the rankings yesterday, and I knew that they were working on the latest update, when it came out, I pulled it up, and the first thing I said to was, wow, that's a big leap. I don't know. I haven't looked at the history of it, how high he's been in the Ringer rankings. But Donovan at 8 is something. It's meaningful, and the respect that my colleagues who do the rankings showed him, it speaks for itself. I think that he's reached that stage, right? Donovan Mitchell is 28 years old. I always use, it's a great reference point, I think, and especially for the farther we get from it for younger viewers, listeners, fans, the 2007-08 Celtics. By the way, Celtic City, great documentary produced by The Ringer that's coming to Max next week. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, when they come.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Come together in 2007. They're all at that stage, right? Like late 20s. They've all done great things individually. They've gotten their awards. They've gotten their scoring titles or whatever they've gotten. And they've had their individual glory and no success when it comes to the postseason as and on the teams that they were on. We talk about, you know, there was the Ubuntu, the word they used about everybody kind of pulling for each other and the way that that team came together. It's because they were ready to do that. They were ready to sacrifice. They were ready to be more team focused. I'm not saying Donovan Mitchell hasn't been earlier in his career, but everybody goes on a natural kind of learning curve when you're a supreme talent in the NBA whose role is that of both ball handler and scorer, and you're always having to find the right balance and sometimes find the right teammates too, find the right fit. And at some point you figure out the ideal approach to elevating your teammates, scoring yourself because you've got, you know, the most talent to do so. And Donovan Mitchell, I've never heard anything but great things about him in terms of as a character guy anyway, right? Like, you know, whether in Utah or Cleveland. But still, sometimes it just takes to get, you know, getting to the right point where things click into place. And you guys know, because we've talked about it on this show in the past, after they got Mitchell, I was never sure if the Garland-Mitchell backcourt made sense long term. I thought, you know, undersized backcourt, two guys who both handle the ball a lot. How are they going to find the balance? Is this going to just be a my turn, your turn thing? But I think that's part of, you know, it's a credit to Donovan and Darius, but also to Kenny Atkinson for coming in and innovating the offense in a way that allows everybody to shine and that gives each of these guys their time, separating them at times in the game and creating more dynamism where everybody's effective and it doesn't just become the Donovan Mitchell show or just the Darius Garland show. And it is, I don't know if it's statistically Donovan Mitchell's best season, but I mean, with the way things are going in terms of the way his team is succeeding, it's going to be considered his best.
I was just going to ask you about that, Howard. You mentioned before Kenny Atkinson's ability to unlock some things on the Cavs here. In your mind, is that the biggest thing so far? Is that what you've seen is that he's been able to figure out a way to play Darius and Donovan together? And then along with that, you know, Kenny seemed to be on kind of this, you know, his career as well as anybody. His career seemed to be on the kind of the same trajectory, if you will, of this young Cavs team, kind of ascending at the same time together. Can you just talk on those two spots?
Yeah, I mean, I met Kenny when he was on Mike D'Antoni's staff coaching the Knicks, which now feels like a very long time ago. Speaking of being a senior writer. And Kenny was the guy who, if you guys recall, when Linsanity happened, Jeremy Lin kept shouting out Kenny because he was like a development coach. He's a younger coach. He's the guy who's on the court with Jeremy pregame every game, like Kenny working up a sweat, just busting his butt out there. Whether it was, you know, rebounding or playing defense in front of Jeremy to, you know, while Jeremy's practicing his, you know, just doing his pregame shooting routine. And then Kenny comes back again to, you know, I'm in New York, obviously. He, you know, head coach of the Nets, his first, opportunity there. And, you know, those teams, and this is much credit to Kenny, those were like just 2-3 years of continually overachieving. The Nets had no picks. There was no incentive to tank, but they still were going to be really bad. That was, you know, after the Pierce Garnett thing had crashed and burned. They had no talent. They had no picks, and they just kept overachieving with, you know, guys like Spencer Dinwiddie, D'Angelo Russell, you know, Joe Harris, of course, Caris LeVert, and Jared Allen. And I think Kenny really made his mark with those teams and showed what he can do. Like, he has a way of connecting with players. As you guys know, like, he's just a really easygoing personality. He's got an intensity to him as a competitor, as a coach, but he's just very easy to talk to. And he also spent time under Mike D'Antoni, obviously one of the great offensive innovators in the NBA. He spent time, obviously, with the Warriors and Steve Kerr. And so the best case scenario, and Kenny was my preseason pick. Granted, I've known him a while, so maybe there's a little bit of personal bias here, but he was my preseason pick for Coach of the Year because I thought he could come in with his approach to offense and unlock some things. And that has come to pass. Now he's in, amazingly, this crazy, I think, two-person battle for Coach of the Year with J.B. Bickerstaff, who, of course, the Cavaliers fired and who went to Detroit and is doing as much or even potentially a more impressive job with the Pistons. Don't ask me what my ballot is. I've got 2 months to figure it out.
Well, one final question, Howard. We appreciate you taking the time from the Ringer. Howard, can we dare to dream about a LeBron and Lakers finals matchup with the Cavs? How crazy is that?
That would be amazing. That would be awesome. I'm a bit skeptical of that. I know the Lakers have surged of late. I know that Luka is starting to find himself there, although his shooting isn't quite there yet. From the moment of that trade, I thought, great long-term trade for the Lakers, duh. Like, you know, not a difficult one to figure out there. But I thought in the short term they might have actually gotten worse because not having Anthony Davis, even losing Max Christie as a, you know, a wing defender, they just don't have a lot in terms of defense. They don't have a lot of size. And LeBron and Luka, sure, they could both play defense, but LeBron's 40 and Luka is not really interested in defense for most of his career. I just don't know how long they can sustain this and whether they can take 4 of 7 from some of the better teams in the West and certainly from the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are younger, deeper, spryer. I mean, it's hard to dismiss them right now, I will admit. I'm still skeptical of the Lakers in the abstract or just, you know, the basic construction of their roster. I think they need time to retool around Luka this season, but you know, like, after the Thunder, there is no clear second best team in the Western Conference. So that means there's at least the possibility of it. But as we sit here today, I still think it's the Thunder coming out of the West.
No, you said possibility, Howard. We're going to keep that. We're going to stay on that. We're going to make that the headline.
Okay. Well, we live in the age of aggregation and headlines that completely distort the intent of anybody's quotes or reporting. So, sure, why not? Yeah, go all Legion Hoops on me.
I love it. Oh, and NBA Centel. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
There he is, Howard Beck from the Ringer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Plenty to react to there with the Cavs and the Celtics battling tonight. A game that even he said, listen, if anybody downplays it, they are lying.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.